And it's the Gordon Hoffman Easy Morning on this Wednesday. I'm with you all the way through until 10 o'clock. And right now, I'm going to introduce you to a special guest that we have in the studio with us this morning. It's a very pretty young lady who's come to join us. She's got a break from her exams, and we're playing her music right over on her local garden group right there. I'd like to introduce you to Hannah Morris. Morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And just speak nice and close into that microphone, because I know you're not shy.
You're not
mic shy. And we're playing your music, one of your songs at the moment, it's called Take My Hand. And now we're going to find out all about Hannah and Hannah Morris. You were born in Pembroke, right?
I was. I grew up here. I went to school. Yeah, so.
And you're still going to school?
Still going to school here, yeah. Finishing next year, so then I'll be out of Pettenberg Bay, unfortunately, but into the big world.
When did the music bug grab you?
I think when I was growing up, I started singing along to songs, and when I was 9, I started singing lessons because I used to sing for my family, just, you know, songs in general. I don't think I sounded very good, apparently I did. So they had a lot of faith in me to be able to send me singing lessons, and that's sort of, I think quarantine was a big time for me. I was like 12, 13, and it was when I was sort of watching YouTube videos on music and people playing guitar and people singing, and it really caught me. I started listening to artists, started becoming obsessed with certain artists and watching their interviews and watching their sort of live performances. And when I was around 8 years old, I played a few songs at a surf cafe in Pembroke Bay, just for open mic nights. But then I kind of stopped that during COVID, obviously, because there wasn't any open mic nights. And then from when sort of COVID was ending, when I was like 13, I started playing at open mic nights again. And then eventually I was playing every single week, and now I host them every second week. So.
And it's on tonight.
It's on tonight. I'm going to be playing tonight at surf cafe. So.
You mentioned these artists who influenced you, that you were listening to.
Yes.
Name something.
Well, I grew up with the CD Ben Howard, who was my mom's favorite artist, one of her favorite artists, and we had a CD Every Kingdom, and that was a very influential CD. And Florence and the Machine, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. I think that was also one of the CDs that we played in our car a lot. And then eventually, after watching, you know, YouTube, I started developing my own taste. I love Hozier, and John Mayer is one of my big artists. I'd say like Hozier, John Mayer, Alanis Morissette. I got into her like last year, and I just absolutely love her music, because a lot of people were comparing me to her and my style of writing. And I think that was the big thing for me, was when, you know, people compared me, and then I would go and listen to those artists, and I think that really, yeah, those kind of the people who influenced me. I probably wouldn't be doing music if I didn't have others who were sort of playing music and influencing me.
And the instruments that you play, what do you play?
I play guitar. I'm attempting the piano. It's a long process, since I'm so focused on the guitar, but I hope to get better with time. It helps me. I take music as a subject at school, so it helps me when I learn piano, sort of to get the practical side of things.
And your content, the lyrics of your songs. Where do you get that from?
I think Ed Sheeran, a lot of people, you know, poppy kind of, but I think he's absolutely incredible at explaining the whole songwriting process. And I started watching his interviews, and the way he spoke about music, his documentary called Songwriter is such a good way of sort of like, it's also very inspiring when you listen to others speak about something they're passionate about. So Ed Sheeran was very good at explaining like songwriting as like a dirty tap or something, and it first of all just flushes out like bad water, and that's your bad music, and you've got to get the bad music out of you, and eventually the tap starts going clean water, and every now and then you get a speck of dirt and it's not such a great song. But I think you need to get, it's all about like getting the songs out of you and sort of writing as much as possible to get better. It's like practice made perfect. I feel like people are so, they expect to sort of just be amazing when they start writing songs, which is not true. I mean, I learned that as well. My first few songs were horrible, and then I started writing more and it got better. So.
It's the old adage of paying your dues.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so you're at school, you've got a day off from the exams, as we said, the exams finishing soon, and then December holiday season. That's something to look forward to if you're a musician here in our part of the world.
It is. It's a very big season for me, especially just, I mean, I play restaurant gigs, but hopefully we're looking at some openings for some really good artists, and this is my first time ever having a band to play this December. Formed a band with James Van Linen and Raynaud, and we basically he's bassist and drums, and then I'm on guitar and vocals, and it's really, really amazing to have these two influence my decisions, and they help me sort of build a confidence to sort of build a band and play. We're doing our first live show as a band on the 24th of November. I think it was moved to 24th of November at Radical Raptors for their charity event, just for us to practice. It's a really good opportunity, and it's the first time playing live, so I'm really excited about having a band. It's amazing to hear my music with drums and with bass just live. I mean, I did it when I was in the studio, but this time it's different. It's live, and I'm very excited for this December. Hopefully, gonna get some really good gigs at the moment. But one confirmed is Watershed on the 28th of December. They're playing at Boston Maple, so we're gonna be opening for them, my band and I.
That's definitely, and it's a nice venue there.
Yes.
There's not a lot there, but Boston and Maple. Mm-hmm. And all right, so you finish your school next year.
Yes.
And then it's in, as you said, to the big wide world.
Yes, to the big wide world. Well, my mom has an Irish passport, so let's. My mom is Irish, so I have an Irish passport, so I'm able to hopefully go out into London or Ireland or somewhere.
Yeah, when you get over there, you can hook up with people like. A man that I knew very, very well, Phil Coulter.
Okay.
He's an amazing producer.
Okay. That's
he
nice.
He works with Van Morrison.
Oh, really?
He's
wow. Wow. Yeah. He must be that. Then he definitely be a man. It's I'm obviously going to have to build new connections there, and it's exciting, it's scary, it's a big risk to take, I know that is, and it's going to be maybe a long process, maybe a short one, you never know. It's a very unpredictable to
well,
the music scene.
All we can say is well done so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we wish you luck and all the very, very best.
Thank you.
And love your music. And as I said, we are playing it here on the Real Good Local Blind Root Radio, MC90.3 FM in Quebec, and also in Nice App. And we'll tell people about your gigs over the city.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be really appreciated.
Anna, thanks for coming in to chat to us. And good luck. Here we go. Hannah Morris, Tap My Hand.